Bunununu's Hair is a children's book by poet and author Olive Sr.
Bunununus.
Who very patiently explained how to pronounce the title.
Bunununus. You break it down into bunununus. And then you say it fast.
It's a word that comes from Jamaica, where Olive Sr. was born.
It's sort of gone out of fashion, but I'm trying to bring it back because it is so evocative and so lovely. And I find children love to learn to pronounce it. It's just a word that suggests something lovely, something beautiful, something warm, something wonderful. So if you are told you're bunununus, that's a great compliment.
Olive Sr. says Bunununu's Hair is a story about something that nearly everyone can relate to.
It's really a book that is teaching a young girl to love her hair. All of us, I think everyone is discontented with hair at some stage in our lives. So this is really to teach her really to love herself, to love her hair. Of course, she wants straight hair. This is a black girl, and her mother convinces her that she has the greatest hair in the world. It's bunununus because you can do anything you want with it.
We've been asking authors and illustrators how they work together or separately to bring stories to life. This was Sr.'s second children's book after Anna Carries Water with illustrator Laura James.
I've had dreadlocks now for over, a long, long time, over 30 years. So, you know, actually, when I got the story, I was like, oh, a hair story. You know, I was like, oh, do we need a hair story? I don't know. But that very day, I saw on the news there was some controversy about a teacher in Florida, you know, cutting some child's hair. You know, I think the child had dreadlocks. You know, I was like, oh, my goodness, this is still a thing, you know?
In my days, you'd have to get your hair straightened, which always struck me as such a terrible thing. And it is a political issue, you know. I don't know why people seem to take objection to a lot of other people's hair and hairstyles, which is quite ridiculous. So I just thought I wanted to address it for children in a fun kind of way. There are lots of lovely words and rhymes and rhythms. And of course, there are Laura's absolutely stunning illustrations for this book.
My people are from Antigua, so we like color down there. So I like to have, you know, very saturated blues and reds and oranges and yellows. So the book is very colorful. So basically, I got the poem from the publisher. There really weren't that many words. And I was like, okay, so it's about hair, but, you know, where is this girl? So I had to sort of put her in different situations. So she's in the museum, she's at the library, she's at the farmer's market. You know, she's basically going around the city with different hairdos.
Normally, the author of a children's storybook has nothing to do with the illustrator. You know, the illustrator is chosen by the publisher. My publisher has been good about letting me see the illustrations after they're done because it's important culturally that the visual images are also satisfactory. But I've been so absolutely delighted to be able to work with Laura. The illustrations are part of why children love these books so much. I'm giving them the words and Laura is giving them these really beautiful, colorful images.
I like the second to last page of Bununu's Hair when she's giving a list of all different kinds of hair. We did a presentation with children at schools and the children really love to, you know, say all the words and the rhyming words. And of course, you know, the Bunununu's Hair was, you know, it took us about 10 minutes to get that down. But, you know, they were fascinated by this Bunununu's Hair.
I want them to walk away with feeling positive about themselves, you know, having good body image, feeling, hey, my hair, regardless of what kind of hair you have, is bunununus. It's fantastic. It's wonderful. And also, I think, find themselves in the pictures, you know.
Mm-hmm. They are in the pictures. They are there.
That was illustrator Laura James and author Olive Sr. talking about their latest children's book, Bunununus Hair.
Yes.
There you go. Just like a Jamaican.